Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily. A few of the best bits of this afternoon's show, which featured as always on a Friday. Martin Kellner was on good form.
He was on good form. It was a bit short though, wasn't it?
He squeezed a lot in, I felt.
Did he?
He certainly did. We had a chat about various things and you'll hear that as well. So that's very much it today. So yes. Here it is. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, everybody. I've worked out a formula. If you want to calculate in this Groundhog Day series what Australia are going to get, you take England, whatever they've got, and then just add on 200 for Smith, and that's what Australia will make.
Okay.
Because that's the difference between the two teams.
Yeah, Smith and maybe Labuschagne as well.
Yeah, Labuschagne's a bit lucky. He's been lucky in this series. Yeah. I mean, he's been lucky this morning. He should have been out. And Smith, though, he's...
And then, do they bat again or not? Or, you know, I don't think so.
Macker was telling us, wasn't he, in the gents, strange place for cricket stats, that if Smith makes 309 in this game, he'll have broken Bradman's record for aggregate runs in an Ashes
series.
That is
impressive, isn't it?
It is impressive.
Yeah.
You know, and he played a shot against Curran that was absolutely remarkable. Anybody else would definitely have either fallen on their face or been LBW. And he somehow hit the middle of his bat and you go, oh, no, do that.
It can't all be luck, can it?
No, it's not luck. No. It's not. It's method. It's a method, but it's annoying. I'm sick of it.
Can you coach it, I wonder? I mean, if there were the Steve Smith Cricket Academy when he's in his dotage, he'll be teaching that. Yeah. But, I mean, doesn't it really rely on hand-eye coordination?
Yeah, it's a method too, though. It's a method of where you line up the ball and all that. And you've got to throw in the twitching and all that.
The point you make is a really good one. That corridor of uncertainty, the way he takes that out by moving.
Yeah, he's basically playing it straight all the time.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
It's impressive,
it is.
Of course it is. You've got to have a grudging...
I mean, Root doesn't help that. I honestly think he's one of the worst captains I've ever seen. Some people are just... He's a brilliant cricketer. He's a wonderful batsman. But first of all, he's playing too much cricket. I worked it out. He's played in the Big Bash.
Yeah, he does need a rest.
The IPL, the 50-over World Cup, and the Ashes. No wonder he looks jaded. I mean, and there was a shout this morning for Rory Burns as captain. I thought, well, you know, that's not a bad...
He's only just got in the team, hasn't he?
There's something about being a captain. You have a feel for cricket. Mm. You have a feel for... You know, in the last game, Leach got Smith out. He turned one and he got him out.
Yeah.
We all know what he did. He no ball, but he got him out. Mm. So when he comes in, everybody knows a batsman's really vulnerable when you first come in, and Smith does have a vulnerability into the ball coming into him, moving away. He doesn't have a lot of vulnerability.
Yeah.
So bring him on.
Just to get in his head.
Just getting it. Try something. Yeah. It's also, okay, it's going to be Broad and
Archer.
Then it's going to be Curran. He's coming on. And then Wokes is coming on. That's right. He's got to come on. Oh, yeah. Then when they're completely established, I will bring Leach in. I mean, honestly, he's just not a good captain. He isn't. I don't care what anybody says. He just isn't. Can I just say that if you see me, if you know what I look like, and if you see me in the street, can you stop asking?
Walk on by.
Yes. Can you stop asking? Five times in the last week, I've been asked directions. I don't know if I've got some sort of like look about me that I look like I know where I'm going.
Actually, Andy, I look at you and you don't look like a man I would ask for directions.
Honestly, yesterday I was walking...
It's quite touristy around here. Were they tourists?
No, two here and three in my home area. Yesterday, this woman said to me, is there a toy shop in this area? I think, well, I've got one of those information things. Ask me now.
You got grandkids. You look like a man who might have grandkids.
I suppose so, yeah. But normally, is there a station down there? Where is the station?
I mean,
Which
Andy,
line
I mean,
shall I get?
How much time out of your day does it... take to do something nice for people. Why do you find it griefy to be asked that?
Only because it's happening a lot. I don't mind the odd one.
I've happened five times, Andy.
Well, in a week. So have you been asked five times in a week for directions?
I've just been once or twice. I've gone out of my way to tell people.
No, I'm happy to tell people.
I mean, I've now sort of see a big gang of tourists stand there wondering where places are.
Oh, yeah, I often intervene.
I'll say, do you need a hand, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you'll often intervene. Now you find
well, that's
it's a
my
problem.
Choice.
God, you're a piece of work. You really are. Anyway, if you fancy a nice night out, can I recommend a night out I had yesterday? It was going to see a couple of former guests in the studio, Jonty Stevens and Ian Ash Patel, as Eric and Ernie, Morecambe and Wise. They are touring at the moment with a kind of evening with Eric and Ern, where they do some of your favourites, and there's even a bit of Eric and Ern karaoke. And the lines get rounds of applause, as you can imagine. They're
That's
almost
fun.
Doing them with the... But it's not just that. There's some stuff they've written themselves in the spirit of Eric and Ernie as well, which is seamless. Works.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. They a brilliant set piece that you probably only would have seen if you've watched the kind of long-lost live performance by Morecambe and Wise, which is fantastic as well. So it's just a great escapist, warm... night out, kind of homage. They're wonderful impersonations of the two of them, but you kind of forget what you're watching. And so many of us, very few people ever saw Morecambe and Wise.
Yeah, they are very good. I've seen them as well in the play that they did.
So if you fancy a great night out, they're touring at the moment. They're all around the country. Go and check them out. ericandlittleearn.co.uk has got all the dates. And it's, I think a kind of couple of hours of escapism, which I think everybody could do with at the moment.
Oh,
bit
very
of warm,
much so,
bit
yeah.
of nostalgia. So highly recommended.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Yes, time for Martin Kellner. We are running a little bit late, and he's got lots to squeeze in because he just doesn't stop watching sport on TV.
All week.
Although, let's just point out, last week he alerted us to a documentary, a hidden gem, a Storyville BBC documentary, just tucked away on the iPlayer. I went home that night and watched
Fantastic,
it, and it was
isn't it?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And I know you said a number of TalkSport listeners have said, wow, thanks, I wouldn't have found that otherwise.
I know, it's amazing. Just one day left.
Yeah.
One day left.
It's on, it's about, it's a Storyville about Russian gymnasts. Mm. A fantastic story. And remind us what it was called again, can you remember?
It's called Over the Limit.
Yeah.
And it's got a subtitle, Over the Limit, and a long subtitle. And it's full of swearing, full of very entertaining hats.
Yeah, Russian swearing and hats.
Russian swearing and hats.
Brilliant.
What a great combat.
Yeah, and the line of somebody, I can't remember who it was, but somebody tweeted me to say the whole line of the whole program was no licking. Did you see that?
That was it.
When the
coach
was kissing one of the gymnasts.
Why do you keep licking her? Well, it calms her down. I don't like it. It's not right. It was anyway. It's worth watching.
Yes. Anyway, back to the normal stuff. Now I heard you complaining earlier in the week, Andy, that you weren't when they say apologies if you caught some bad language.
Yeah.
In that bit, you, and I've said this several times.
Yeah.
You can't. Hear the bad language.
No, you can't.
So I thought, well,
you go back and listen to it.
I'll try and help Andy out. And there is on most remotes, there's a thing that says subtitles, and you'll get the program will be subtitled. So I did put the subtitles on for a bit, but all that they don't say the actual words on the subtitles. All they say on the subtitles is crowd shouting. That's all they say. So that's not going to help you.
No, it's not.
But I do notice if you go to a play and they have somebody signing, as they do in most theatres now, you can't watch the play. You're just watching the signing.
Really?
Mm. Well, somebody...
Quite sweary.
Yeah, if there's something sweary, well, I wonder what that is.
Yeah.
And then you're watching the signing.
Imagine the only signing you knew was the swearing, a bit like you go, and the only words you know in another language are the swearing. The only things you know in signing is the swearing.
You could abuse people.
You could.
Yeah.
A bit tight, though, wouldn't it, to do that? Just going around signing people.
Are you interested that there's been some action at the Oval?
Has there been a wicket? Is it Steve Smith? Otherwise, no. Not massively, Andy.
No, I see, okay.
What's happened then? Just tell us briefly. Is it a review?
I don't know if it's a review.
Okay, all right, we're going to go and find
it. It's been given out.
Okay, let's just go to John Norman very quickly. Sorry, Martin, we'll come back to you in a second.
Well, 118 for four. It's not Steve Smith. It's Matthew Wade who's having to walk back. And what a difference a little bit of variety in the attack makes, eh? Instead of just trooping up with 15 right-arm military medium fastmen, England coming in with a left armer. He's raw. We're not quite sure if he's a batsman who bowls or a bowler who bats, but he offers something different. And Sam Curran has just dismissed Matthew Wade with a delicious delivery of full, a little bit of swing, and the angle of attack too good for Wade. He went for the review as well after being given out to leg before wicket, but he's got to go. So a wicket for England and Sam Curran, and Australia 118 for four.
Four with a little bit of swing, the perfect description of Martin Kellner is with us in the studio.
What a link. What a link.
It's lovely, isn't it?
What a segue.
It's fantastic. Yeah, segue. I don't know what it meant. It didn't mean anything.
No.
But most segues don't.
In radio land, as Rodney would say, it doesn't need to mean anything. So what have you seen? Sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what I have seen. There's been a fair amount of chat this week about Geoffrey Boycott being knighted.
Yeah.
Not a lot of love for Geoffrey Boycott out there. They, on Question Time last night, somebody was, you know, formulating against the knighthood that he got. Mm. And Fiona Bruce said, anybody in the audience want to speak up for Geoffrey Boycott? Nobody. Not one person. Wow. Not one person.
It's quite a woke audience, isn't it? They're not going to, are
well,
they?
No, but even so, he's not greatly loved, is he, outside Yorkshire, I don't think. But he's been knighted. I tell you who hasn't been knighted, who wasn't knighted, Gordon Banks, which obviously was a scandal.
Yeah, well, there's,
And he was a true working-class hero. Fantastic. Mm. So I watched the documentary on ITV4.
I've recorded that, Martin. Would you recommend it?
For somebody of your vintage, Paul,
you'll
love it. It's got the World Cup Willy song, Lonnie Donegan. Fantastic.
That was a bit before my time, but I am aware of it.
Yes. It's got, well, for me and Andy, we could sing World Cup Willy. That's my karaoke song, that. Any documentary about football in the 60s and 70s, apparently it's the law, it's been written into the statute book, you have to show the George Best champagne fountain.
Oh, of course you do,
And it was there. Yeah. It was
George,
yes. Yeah. How much footage do they have of Gordon? Because
they have a lot of footage of Gordon. Okay. I mean, they have the stuff from Mexico 1970, of course,
and
Peter Bonetti cocktail for us.
They're quite a lot of off-duty. We saw a lot of off-duty stuff, didn't we? Around sort of Hugh John's interviewing the players in the 70 World Cup when we did fantasy football. They got some good access behind the scenes.
There was a lot of that stuff. There was a clip of Eamon Andrews, This Is Your Life.
Oh, yeah.
Again, before he said, ha, this is your life, as he used to say. It was great. Everybody used to do it.
Was he a pirate?
There was a...
Yes, he was. Did he have a parrot on his shoulder?
He was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's how he
was
in the show.
There was also a clip, interesting, and this is for our generation, Andy. There was a clip of Ian Woolridge doing a TV documentary.
Brilliant journalist.
Yeah, fantastic journalist, going out to Fort Lauderdale, where, of course, when he lost his eye in the road accident. Mm. But if you don't know the whole story and how Leicester completely shafted him and sold it, we've had enough because they had Shilton coming up. And you're gone, even though he didn't want to go. So he went to Stoke and became a hero in Stoke. Yeah. So anybody who's a Leicester fan or a Stoke fan or interested in history and the Champagne Fountain and Eamon Andrews.
Lovely man, too.
He was. He came in and saw us on a few occasions in here, and he was one of those blokes off air. There was just absolutely no ego with him. It was just, he seemed to have no sense of how brilliant he was and how important he was. And he never played that up.
No.
Very funny finish. Really humble fella. It's on YouTube if you want to catch it with Skinner and Badil. He was great.
No, he's a lovely man.
Also, I've got time. A new show on BBC Two for the young folk, you see. So I'm sort of covering both.
Oh, that's good. Down with the kids,
It's MOTDX. Mm. And it seems a bizarre programme. It's Jermaine Jenas and
Mottux. Mod
Dukes. It's X in that, very.
And they all stand up round the table, don't they? The man like a coffee bar.
Oh, you saw the thing.
I saw a clip of it earlier on today.
Tell us all about it.
It's got Chelsea Grimes in it and a couple of other people.
Chelsea's lovely. She was in with us a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Loves her football.
Loves her football. Very, very. So she's
a good player, plays for Fulham.
But so she's destined for greatness, I think, as a TV presenter. Because she's always, Make It Matters in TV. So the secret of television presenters, just look pleased to be there.
Yeah.
Always look pleased to be. I've never seen anyone look quite as pleased as she does. She looks delighted. So I would say she's got a future. They also do a thing. If you're, if you're a little bit older and you remember those features you used to get in the football programme where they played them, they put the music, what's on your.
What's playing,
listening to. Mm. And they were always listening to Lionel Richie and Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Well, it's all changed because they're doing the playlist, which they're trying to. They put it on BBC Sounds in a vain attempt to make BBC Sounds any good.
Oh, so that's a contentious issue at the moment. They're turning off the... Anyway, we won't go into
they
that.
They are. Yeah. So anyway, so this is going on BBC Sounds. So it's a sort of plug for BBC Sounds, but they get a current player and ask him what he likes. And it was Declan Rice, of course. Who I was tweeting looked really good for England, but...
I think you're slightly claret and blue.
Maybe.
Tinted spectacles on.
He started a few attacks, you know, with crucial tackles.
He
always looks more progressive. More progressive in a West Ham shirt than he does for England. But that would suggest he's been told to keep it neat and tidy.
But quite a progressive playlist.
Yeah.
He came up with, tell me if you've heard of any of these. He came up with Roddy Ricch, a bit of American rap.
I don't know.
Don Strapsy, and a track called Kabil, I think it is.
Love. Klezmer.
That's his big love.
He came up with Lil Baby. Do you know Lil Baby?
Oh, yeah, they're Lil Baby.
Yeah, their track's called Drip Too Hard.
Oh, okay.
And
is he a plumber?
And
that'd just be a washer.
And somebody called Gunnar.
I could sort that's a washer, mine. I can sort that for you.
Gunnar. Have you heard of Gunnar? G-U-N-N-A, Gunnar?
No.
Drip or drown, anyway. So drip.
Well, there's a lot of dripping going on.
There is. Drip must be a... It must be a thing for the young people.
It must be.
Somebody will explain to you what dripping is, but you know, the young people.
That's what you
that.
Put it on your toast, didn't you?
You 12 years ago, you used to be able to,
My old mum.
You remember the joke? Your guy goes into a butcher and says, "Do you keep dripping?" And he says, "Yes." And he said, "That must be embarrassing." There you go. I'll leave it there. Yeah. Sure.
And on that bombshell.
What a place to go.
Who knew there was so much dripping going on in the music the kids are listening to? What about that? Martin, thank you.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon show. Thanks for downloading us this afternoon and indeed throughout the week. That's if you did, of course. And we're back on Monday. Emil Heskey among our guests next week. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.